This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, respect for life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of respect for life in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic texts, we see that if you want to have an Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to have respect for the life, either for our own life or the other's life. Therefore, when we look at the texts, it is said that whoever kills a person, he has killed the whole community, and this is a corruption. On the other hand, we see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create Adam, and he announced it that I'm going to send my representative on the earth, the angels, they have said that, why you are sending someone who does the corruption or who sheds the blood? And Allah said, I know what you do not know. Therefore, he made angels and all the creatures of that time to do sajda or prostrate to Adam alayhi salam because of the honor that he had, because of the respect and the status that the mankind had in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the main point is that Islam stops us from disrespecting the other's life. Either it can be by shedding the blood, for example, or disrespecting anyone so that he is humiliated amongst the others. Therefore, we need to avoid such a thing where it brings a disrespect in regards to the life of a person, in regards to the personality of a person. And therefore, it is necessary to follow the teachings of Islam as it has been said in the Quran and the narrations, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of respect for life in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that Islam gives an importance to the life of the people, and therefore it is said that man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fil ard fa ka'annama qatala an-nasa jami'a. Whoever kills a person, he is like who has killed the whole community. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whoever makes a person alive, it is just like he has made the whole society alive. Therefore, respect for life is very important. On the basis of humanity, Islam teaches us how to respect the person's life, and it stops us from doing corruption, from shedding blood. And those who pretend to be Muslims, who call themselves Muslim, they are actually so-called Muslims. If they are killing people, the groups like ISIS, the groups like Daesh, the groups who comes and who kills people without any reason, with no reason, they do not have any respect to the life of the people. They don't care about the life of the people, whether the person, no matter the person is a Muslim or non-Muslim. Everyone's life has a respect in the Islamic teachings. And this is proved by the Quran and the narrations that we have. And the Quran clearly talks about the respect of the people, because in chapter Ma'idah, which is chapter 5, verse number 32, Allah talks about the Nas. Nas means mankind. It doesn't say that you need to save the life of a Muslim. Allah says you need to save the life of a man from the mankind, no matter whether he's a Muslim or non-Muslim. And if you have saved the life, then obviously you have saved the whole mankind, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.